This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 42. We know that life is 50-50. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to episode number 42 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I am so happy you're here, and I hope you're doing very, 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 very well, as always. Yeah, I had a fantastic week last week. As you know, if you listen to my last podcast, I have a class at Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, and I had my first class last week. It was amazing. Now, it's a 9-week course, and the goal of the course is to help women pay off debt, first of all, get hold of their money, be in charge of their money, and start to build wealth. So, if you haven't heard of Dave Ramsey, just Google him. He's an amazing guy. He's a financial coach, and I have certified through him. And that's why I have my own class at the Financial Peace University. If you are interested to join us, like I said, it's a 9-week course, and we've only done week number one. So there is still time for you to join us. I'm going to add the link in the show notes. I'll be so excited to see you there. It's super cheap. It's only $100, and you get access to all of his materials. Like, it's a no-brainer. Now, I'm doing this for free. Like, I'm doing the class for free. I'm not being paid, but I absolutely love it. So please check out the class if you are interested. Now, before I dive into today's topic, I have a few thoughts I want to share with you, and I hope this helps you to move the needle forward in your business. Now, the only reason why your business isn't wildly successful yet is because you aren't taking massive action. Yes, I know your brain will try to convince you that you are missing some business strategy. Your brain will try to convince you that there is some secret somewhere and that you need to hire a business coach. By the way, funny story, I jumped on a mastermind, well, a free 3-day series with this coach I saw on Instagram, a business coach. And can you guess how much her mastermind is? $30,000 for 3 months. I'm going to say that again. $30,000 for 3 months. Like, it just blew my mind. Okay. So I'm not going to share my thoughts on whether I think that amount is right or not. That doesn't matter. But I'm just trying to tell you that you don't need another business strategy. You already know what to do to be successful in your business. And what you need to do is massive action. Massive action is putting yourself out there, selling your offers. And like I said in a couple of episodes ago, your offer has to be a Tesla being sold for $10. The reason why you need to make your offer so irresistible is because when your offer is so irresistible, you're going to sell with confidence. Sales is not going to feel icky to you. You're not going to feel sleazy. You're not going to feel like a used car salesman. So imagine if you had a brand new Tesla that you were selling for $10. How would you show up online to sell your offer? Okay, so as I look back at my own transformation and everything that I've done to get to this stage I'm at, I see a lot of myself in many of the women I talk to. And the reason I say this is because I used to struggle as well. I am a natural introvert. And when I created my success in my IT consulting business, I very much had to do it on my own. Okay, I worked by myself. And I had to learn all of these strategies by myself. Now, I kind of look back and I try to document, like, what was it that was holding me back? And here are the things I came up with. The reason why you aren't taking massive action, and when I say massive action, I'm referring to income producing action, money producing action. Okay, so I'm not saying just creating posts on social media. That's not massive action. The reason that's not massive action is because you're not putting yourself at risk. When I say at risk, I mean, you're not putting yourself at risk of rejection. Like just writing a post on social media, like you don't get a yes or a no. The time you take massive action is when you make offers and you get either a yes or a no. That's massive action. That's massive money producing action. So here are the reasons why you are not currently taking action. One is the fear of failure. Yeah, that's a big one. You are afraid to fail and so you don't take action. My mentor, Brooke Castillo, calls this failure before time. You fail before time. You give up even before trying. So one is fear of failure. Number two is fear of rejection, right? You have limiting beliefs about yourself, limiting beliefs about your circumstances, low self-esteem, low self-worth. The other one is imposter syndrome, overwhelm. Maybe you're having drama around technology, right? So to get your offer out there, maybe you need to build funnels, connect your funnels to your autoresponder, all of those things you need to do. Maybe that technology is holding you up. Another reason is lack of accountability. Maybe you're running your business all by yourself. There's no one to keep you accountable. And so you keep spinning in one spot over and over and over, and you don't take action. Yes, lack of accountability. Another one is lack of belief in the value you offer. This goes back to what I said about creating a Tesla and selling it for $10. You do not currently believe in the value of your offer. If you did, you will sell it with ease. Another example I want to give you is, imagine if you had the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Imagine, how would you sell that cure for cancer? If that cure was 100% legit and it could cure cancer, tested, proven, everything, how would you sell that online? Another reason is analysis paralysis. You keep analyzing, and not taking action. Not feeling good enough, you doubt yourself, lack of confidence. And the last one is procrastination. Yeah, this one hits so many business people, procrastination. Now, for you to start taking massive action, you need to face all of these fears head on. You need to face all of these obstacles head on. And you know deep inside that until you get accountability, you're not going to move the needle forward in your business. Yeah. So, how many programs have you bought? So if you are like me, before I found success in my business, I had bought many programs. Many of these programs were group programs, right? I'm talking $5,000 plus, right? And then I spend all of this money, I joined the group program, and I'm just a number. What I mean by that is you jump on weekly group sessions, Zoom calls, and then the coach asks you to raise your hand if you need coaching. Right? And you raise your hand that you need coaching, but because there are hundreds of people on the call, she never calls your name. Right? And then you don't make progress. So that's what I mean by being in a group program where you don't get the attention of the coach to actually help you with the challenges you're facing in your business. So this is why I love the offer I offer in the marketplace. And my offer is very simple. I will help keep you accountable. I will help move the needle forward in your business in my one-to-one private coaching program called Income Accelerator. And this is my promise to you, that you will double your income in 90 days. The reason why I'm so confident that you will double your income in 90 days is because when you take massive action, you will get results. Period. Yeah. I've seen this in myself. I've seen this in the people I've worked with. When you take massive action consistently every week, you will get results. And My help to you is I'll help you overcome all of your limiting beliefs, all of your imposter syndrome, so that you finally make your business a success. So that's what I wanted to start this episode with, to encourage you that success is possible for you. We're already in March. Can you believe it? So if you had a goal for 2024, now is the time to buckle up. Time isn't waiting. Okay, time isn't waiting. I want you to decide that you're going to not dwell, indulge in overwhelm and procrastination. Because guess what? Life will always be busy. Life will always be busy. There will always be children to attend to. There will always be something else going on somewhere that you need to attend to. But when you decide that you want to make your business a success, you will find the time to make it a success. Okay, so I want to encourage you to, regardless of what obstacles you're facing in your business, I want to let you know it's possible to make it a success, because that's exactly what I did. Okay, so in today's episode, I want to talk to you about life being 50-50. Now, the past 5 episodes, we've been talking about the 12 things that extraordinarily wealthy women know. And these 12 things I have adapted from what my coach teaches in the possibility formula. But I've added 2 more things because I felt it was missing some 2 things. So we've been going through this series and we are currently in step number 5. So I'm going to run through all of those 12 steps before I talk about step number 5. So 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what's possible. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. 3, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. 4, we know that extraordinary success includes lots and lots of money. 5, we know that life is 50-50. 6, we know failure is the price of success. 7, we know we don't get the how until we get there. 8, we know it's not better there than here. 9, we know we are already 100% worthy. We're not trying to make money to prove our worth. We are already worthy. 10, we know it's hard and we can do hard things. 11, we prioritize self-care because we know that our health is very important. Without health, we have nothing. 12, we know we deserve love. And we are empowered to only be in loving relationships. Abuse isn't tolerated. So, we are in step number 5. And step number 5 is that we know life is 50-50. Now, I had a conversation with my colleague and my accountability partner over the weekend. And she talked about, we're in the same mastermind with Brooke Castillo, my mentor. And we're talking about this concept of life being 50-50. And her thoughts were that she didn't want to believe life is 50-50 because she looked at her life and she felt her life was actually 70-30. So 70 with the good things in life, and then 30 with the challenges of life. So she likes to look at it as 50-50. And while I accept that, even myself, when I look at my life, I have an awesome life. I've been blessed. I'll say mine is a ratio of 80-20. So 80% of the time, I have been very happy, hugely successful, things have gone my way. And 20% of the time, I have faced obstacles. Now, the reason why I want to still speak to what Brooke says about life being 50-50 is because it just sets the expectation. Okay, because many times people think that when you make money, when you become hugely successful and very wealthy, some people may think that life gets better. But that's not the case. When you get wealthy, you're still going to have to face all of the challenges in life. As in, sometimes you will have to deal with positive things in life and other times you have to deal with negative things. Now, don't get me wrong, money can actually buy you comfort. So If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I love money. Money has done a lot for me. I love money. Money loves me back. I enjoy money. I love every... Okay, let me give you an example. So, in my house, when we bought this house, the basement wasn't completed. So I go, I want to complete the basement. I want to have the basement look very beautiful. I got a contractor and he said it was going to cost $35,000. And I paid $35,000. The project is ongoing, is 70% done. And I'm just amazed at the transformation. I'm amazed at what money, like I was telling my daughter's father, we are divorced now. So when he came, but we are very cordial, right? So I was very friendly. So we went to the basement and I was telling her, like, wow, look at this. Look at what money can buy. So I love money so much. I'm going to show you a picture of my basement when it's completed. I'm going to use the basement as my new office. It's so beautiful. Anyway, I digress. So life is a combination of positive and negative. Have you noticed? It's a balance of good and bad. Happy and bored. Positive and negative. So it's a balance of good feelings and then challenging feelings. As humans, we've spent a very good part of our lives trying to overcome this truth. At some point, we were led to believe that we should be happy most of the time. So we spend a lot of time feeling bad about not being happy. Yeah, because people expect to be happy 100% of the time. But that's not the case. Even when you look at people you admire on social media, do you think they're happy 100% of the time? Most likely not. So, in our quest for success, in our quest for wealth, in our quest for riches, we have to understand that money will not buy a better life. Well, I shouldn't say a better life, but it would always be a mix of 50-50, good and bad. Because, like I said, I think money can buy a better life. So, setting extraordinary goals and creating new possibilities for your life is going to bring up a lot of negative emotions. You'll feel levels of doubt, worry, frustration beyond what you've ever felt before. When you understand that these emotions are being chosen by yourself on purpose in order to grow, and that it will require some experience of discomfort 50% of the time anyways, then life becomes easier. Your expectations will kind of match what reality is. Because when you set a business goal, for example, so my goal is to earn $1 million in 1 year in my business. Now, as I've set that goal and as I'm doing different things, taking massive action, all of my issues, right, will bubble up. All of the things I need to resolve internally will bubble up. And things like doubt, fear, limiting beliefs, procrastination, tech overwhelm, all of those things that is involved in building a business, all of those things will bubble up. Now, when you get skilled at processing the negative emotion that accompanies the climb to success, then you've found the secret to success. When the negative side of life appears, instead of stopping, instead of quitting, instead of hiding or rebelling, we open our arms and we welcome in the other half of life as something to experience on our way to greatness, on our way to success. And doing that, we immediately move towards bigger possibilities. We stop hiding from fear. We stop hiding from worry. And we start taking action that bring them up in ways that help us to grow and contribute. If you think about the worst possible emotion you can feel, and you learn that it's completely harmless and part of the experience of being human, your life begins to change. You stop being afraid of emotions. You stop being afraid of being afraid. Yeah, because the fear of fear is actually worse than the fear itself. You realize that discomfort is going to be there either way. You might as well feel it as part of the journey somewhere instead of feeling it while you stagnate in the same place. The fear of shame, the fear of humiliation, the fear of rejection, inadequacy. All of this has cost more people more dreams than I can even count. Notice that it isn't even the emotion themselves that caused the immobilization, but the fear of the emotion. The anticipation of negative emotion is the most dangerous things we can do for our lives, as it applies to creating new possibilities, creating new wealth, creating new success. Now, why do I say not to be afraid of emotions? Well, that's because emotions are simply vibrations in our body caused by our thinking. These are very small chemical reactions that create sensations through our chest, our head, our stomach, and other parts of our body. They make our hearts beat faster sometimes, make our chest feel heavy, or even make our face feel hot. When you really think about emotions, they aren't even that physical pain. They're not painful physically. They are more uncomfortable than anything. But when we resist them, they get stronger and stronger and more aggressive. So imagine the feeling of maybe fear of rejection or fear of failure. That feeling, that fear, is just a vibration in your body. Maybe when you think the thought, this, here's an example thought. Maybe I'm planning to do an Instagram live tomorrow. And I'm thinking about it right now. And the thought I'm thinking in my head is, oh my God, I'm going to mess up my words. I'm not going to say the right things. Right? When I think those thoughts create the feeling of fear, the fear of failure in my body. Now, that fear of failure is actually harmless. Like, it's not like that fear is going to kill me. But because we are afraid of feeling the emotion, we try to resist the emotion. And I teach my clients that when you try to resist emotion, it's like trying to push down a beach ball when you're maybe swimming in a swimming pool. Have you ever tried this? Try pushing down a beach ball down while you're in the water. How long can you hold that beach ball down? Maybe an hour if you try your best. And you hold it down, but eventually your arms are going to get tired and you're going to release. And when you release and you can no longer hold the beach ball down, what happens? It's going to pop up even higher, right? So when we resist, the emotions actually get stronger. So don't resist the emotion. All of the emotions you face as you go to build wealth, as you go to create success in your business, just see them as part of life and embrace them as part of life. And I told someone last week on social media, it was a post, and she was talking about all of the ways she had failed. And my response in the comments was, well, all of those failures were the wrong you had to go through on the ladder of success. And she was so grateful for my comment. And I'm like, it's absolutely true. All of the things we're afraid to feel, actually the steps to where we want to go to, which is the amazing life, wealthy life, successful life. So I want to encourage you to embrace the emotion, embrace all of those negative emotions and do those things despite your fear. The reason I say that is because when you look at hugely successful people, all of the people we admire today who are hugely successful, they all had obstacles. They all had negative emotions. But the reason they are successful is that they kept taking massive action despite those fears, despite those obstacles. So if you are truly, truly interested to build wealth, you are going to take action despite your negative emotion. One other thing I posted today, you can check my Facebook page. I posted this week, was about Amazon. Did you know that Amazon didn't turn a profit until after 9 years? After 9 years in business. So my question on the post was, how long are you willing to fail in order to be hugely successful? So imagine this, if Jeff Bezos, when he started Amazon, year one, year two, year three, and he kept returning loss, like losing money, losing lots and lots of money, but he didn't give up. The time he returned a profit was after year number nine. So imagine if he gave up. Imagine if he gave up. Would we have the Amazon we have today? Can you imagine how much Amazon is currently worth? Like, it's a humongous company now. And Amazon has, like, it has transformed my life because I'm able to order things and it comes the very next day. Sometimes it comes the same day. Like, it blows my mind away. So I want you to think about this. If you really, really want to be hugely successful, you're going to take massive action despite all of your fears, despite all of your obstacles. And remember, I explained in my previous episodes that the human brain has two parts. There is the primitive part and there's the prefrontal cortex. The primitive part is the part of our brain that makes us similar to animals, right? Which is, we run away from pain, we run towards pleasure, and we conserve as much energy as possible. So it's called the motivational triad of the primitive brain. Now, there is the prefrontal cortex, which is the executive part of our brain. That is the part of our brain that is able to think about what we are thinking about. It's the part of our brain that is able to make decisions ahead of time and almost always is able to think of our long-term best interest. Now, to be hugely successful, you have to use the executive part of your brain to manage the primitive part of your brain. Because the primitive part of your brain thinks that trying to create success is running towards pain. Your brain thinks that you're running towards danger. And so that primitive part wants to keep you safe and is going to come up with excuses after excuses after excuses to keep you stuck. He's going to say, oh, we can do this tomorrow. Oh, maybe we should just watch Netflix now. Oh, maybe we should just scroll social media right now. All of those things are your primitive brain trying to keep you stuck. It's not intentionally trying to sabotage you. It actually thinks it's helping you because your primitive brain doesn't understand, why would we want to put ourselves in the line of fire? Why would we put ourselves to be judged online? Why not stick with your 9-to-5? Why do we have to be entrepreneurs? Why do we have to face the fear of rejection? So your primitive brain is trying to keep you safe. But you've got to use your prefrontal cortex, which is your executive part of your brain. You have to use that to manage the primitive part. And I do this very beautifully with the help of my coach. And I always talk to my primitive part and I say, I acknowledge you. I understand what you're trying to say, but we're not in danger. Our life is not in danger. This is okay. We're going to do this and we're going to be fine. Yeah, that's how I talk to the other side of my brain. When the other side of my brain wants to keep me stuck, I use my executive part to say, well, it's okay. We've got this. Okay, we've got this. So that's how I want to encourage you to start talking to yourself so that you create the huge success I know you deserve. Yes, there is no amount of money that is too much for you to earn. Nothing is too good to be true for you. You get to decide how much you deserve. You get to decide how much you're worth. The value you can create in the world is limitless. You put the limit on yourself. So I hope you are encouraged to widen your vision of what's possible. I hope you are encouraged to take massive action. Here's your assignment for this week. Identify what you're afraid of. What are you most afraid of? I want you to identify that and I want you to go do it. Yeah, I want you to go do it. Identify that thing that you're afraid of and I want you to go do it. Maybe for some of you, it's going on Instagram Live for the first time. Maybe you've never done this and you're afraid. I want you to go on Instagram Live. It doesn't matter what you say. Just go do it. Yes, that's your assignment for this week. Okay, my friend, that's all I have for you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. If you are ready to take this to the next level, like I said, and you want to come on the private one-to-one income accelerator program, this is where I get to coach you personally and I get to help you double your income in 90 days. If you are ready, I'm going to drop the link for you to book a call on my calendar. I cannot wait to meet you in person. Well, I say in person, but it's going to be on Zoom. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hear all about your business, all about your goals. And I cannot wait to help you achieve your goals. That's all. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.